Tonight, because we cannot ignore the fact that many of our brethren are out at war, we cannot begin our parsha, in my opinion, without talking about it a little bit and about our communal responsibilities. The Gemara, and this is quoted in Halacha, the Gemara tells us that when there's a time of duress, a time of distress for the Jewish people, so then every person is obligated to participate in the feelings of the klal, of the general populace. A person can't go home and say, Shalom Aleich Nafshi, everything's okay by me. The Gemara tells us there was a city that had thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, of Jews that lived in the city. And as Jerusalem was being destroyed, they kept their lights lit. They said, everything's okay over here. Everything's fine over here. Why should we shut our lights? Why should we be in mourning? We have light, they have darkness. God destroyed that city. We have a responsibility to recognize our part of a whole. The fact that we don't live alone. We're part of a greater whole. And that is one of the concepts that Yaakov Avinu taught his children in our parsha. As our sages tell us that he brought before them sticks and said, try to break them, and each one could break one, and then he put them together and said, now try to break them, and they couldn't. And he said, yeah, when you're unified, you can't break them. This Medrash isn't said, I don't know of a place where it says it directly about Yaakov Avinu, but the message is said, and as a child I heard it about Yaakov Avinu, so maybe it says it somewhere about Yaakov Avinu, but the message is true. Even if it's not about Yaakov Avinu, the message is true. We are one. Now, on one level, so we should each care for our fellow man. It's interesting that Rav Moshe Cordoviro wrote a work called Tomer Devora, and in that work he discusses how we are supposed to learn from the traits of our Creator, and he discusses that just like God is compassionate, we're supposed to be compassionate. And we would think that compassion is caring about the other, because I recognize the other's value. And Rav Moshe Cordoviro says something that's very interesting. He says, we have to recognize that we're all a part of one body. And just like when a person, when the right hand is banging a nail and by mistake it hits the left hand doesn't say, well, you bum and grab the hammer and hit the right hand back. So too, when a part of us hurts, so all of us has to hurt. And what's interesting about this analogy is that Rav Moshe Cordoviro seems to be saying that our capacity to care for others stems from our capacity to recognize that we are a part of them. Meaning in the end, we're caring about ourselves. But for some reason, it seems like that's the best we can do. If I recognize that we're one, then I can recognize that he is a part of me, I'm a part of him, and I care for him. There's the neshama of Klal Yisrael. We know every individual has a neshama, and then there's a concept of the klal, the people as a whole. Well, the people as a whole, the people of Israel, are in danger. The missiles are only a quarter of a liter. If they could fit in a quarter of a liter more fuel, so then we're talking about Beit Shemesh. The Chemish is Jerusalem, gentlemen. They're not that far away. The situation that we have, Jews throughout the country that are in danger, that's a situation that is supposed to touch each and every one of us. And that means that when we daven and when we learn and whatever we do, our minds are supposed to be with them. We're not going to be like that city that said, well, over here it's okay, so even though Jerusalem is being destroyed, we don't have to worry about it. Chazal say that every individual has two angels that accompany him. And the person who participates in the sorrow of the congregation, then the two angels that accompany the person put their hands on his head and say, Ploni ben Ploni, so-and-so the son of so-and-so, he participated with the congregation in their time of mourning. May he merit to see them in their time of happiness. But if, God forbid, a person says, I'm okay, So the world's suffering, but my stocks didn't crash. So the world's suffering, but I'm in Jerusalem. There are no missiles falling here. I don't have to check my bomb shelter. Yes. Then the two angels that accompany a person put their hands on his head and say, so-and-so, the son of so-and-so. He did not participate with the congregation in their time of distress. May he not merit to see their time of happiness. We have to take to heart the fact that there are soldiers out there putting their lives in danger, and the fact that there are people throughout the country whose lives are in danger. And that's something that should be with us throughout our day. A person who could sit at the time like this and just surf the internet has to ask himself, is that really fair? Why are we here? David HaMelech said, "Omdot ayu raglenu bishareich Yerushalayim." We know the pasuk in Tehillim. Our feet were standing by your gates, O Jerusalem. Our sages say that David HaMelech was attesting to something far more basic. He was attesting to a fact that is recurrent throughout our history. The Gemara in Mako says, "Omedot ayu ragleinu, our feet stood up to war." What gave us the strength to stand up to war? "Bish'arayich Yerushalayim," because you, the gates of Jerusalem, the people of Jerusalem, were studying Torah. So us here in Yeshiva, we have a responsibility. We have a responsibility to the soldiers, and we have a responsibility to the people. There's a lot to be said, but we're supposed to learn the parsha. So for now, we're going to have to pause. I'm contemplating having a special class tomorrow night, even though we're supposed to have only every other Thursday night. At the end of class, we'll take a vote on how many people want to have a regular Thursday night this week, even though it's not supposed to be a regular Thursday night. At the end of class, we'll take a vote. But for now, let's move on to the parsha, and maybe we'll get to discuss this further tomorrow night. I want to point out one last point. It might seem redundant to say, but even things that are redundant, we sometimes need to be reminded of their correctness. Missiles kill. There are missiles being fired at the state of Israel and at the people of Israel. Firstly, it's not a time for playing games. If you don't have to be within the range of the missiles, then don't be. A person has a responsibility to do whatever he can to protect his life. So that's number one. That's basic. That's number one. Now, what constitutes a need to be there? Each person will consult with his rabbi. But this is the same thing we discussed when there were missiles flying in the north. You could go online, you could see the classes we had about that then. The second point, let's pause and take note of what's happening here. There are tens of missiles being fired at the people of Israel, and time after time, we hear, Baruch Hashem, no casualties. Landed in an open area, landed in an empty building. The people were in another part of the house. If we think of the statistics, if we think of what's going on here, we are witnessing miracles before our eyes. Day after day, the Talmud tells us that in the time of the Second Temple, they composed a Megillah called Megillas Tanis to record the miracles that God did for them. And then the Talmud says, you know what, in our days we also have miracles. But we see them so often that we've grown accustomed to seeing miracles. Sometimes you get the feeling when you see how the state is run that the government is relying on the miracle factor. What other state would give land like our state gave away? What other state would behave the way we've been behaving? I don't know. I fail to understand. Other than if, like someone once said, "Tov, we won't go into politics." But at the end of the day, we who are witnessing this have to recognize what we're witnessing. And at the same time that we daven that Hashem should continue saving us, we also have to give thanks. Day after day, look at the numbers. Look at how many missiles are hitting. And look at Baruch Hashem, how HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam. We say every day in davening, Eilev HaRechev, these go in chariots. Veilev HaSusim, and those attack with horses. V'anachnu, but us, B'Shem Hashem Elokeinu Nazkir. We go with God's name. Heima, they, with all their weapons, Kare'u V'Nafalu. They bent. They kneeled. They fell. V'anachnu, and us, kamnu, we got up, v'nitodad, and we were given rejuvenation and new strength. Notice, kamnu doesn't mean we didn't fall. It means we got up again. Our strength is in our ability to get up again. We have to continue davening, and Hashem should give us a time of true peace. We should be able to continue growing, and Am Yisrael should see a time where parents don't have to bury their children. And Be'ezrat Hashem, Shalom and Yisrael.